you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. More USU Eastern basketball talk on tap on the Coach's Corner today. Yesterday, we talked women's. Today, we're going to introduce the new men's assistant basketball coach. This was official back in April. Ray Jones Jr. He comes from Southern Utah, where he was with Coach Todd Simon. He also played at Southern Utah under former head coach Roger Reed, and now he's joining Coach Vando's squad. Ray Jones Jr. joining us right now. Coach, it's a pleasure to meet you. Great to get you on the air today.
It was great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about you first off, where you come from. I know that you did play junior college basketball at Connor State. That was back in Oklahoma. You and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff. That's a small town, relatively similar to Price. In fact, Price is quite a bit bigger.
Price is actually a lot bigger. I think we have, 1,600 maybe enrolled at the campus. I had 1,600 maybe in the whole town of Connor State in Warner, Oklahoma. So this is a big city for me.
You had a lot of success at Connor State as a player. In fact, you guys went to the national tournament twice, I believe, right? Both years?
Yes, sir.
And you actually climbed into the top five as a freshman.
We did. My first year, we finished fourth in the nation. We lost to Midland in the semifinals. And then we went back the next year, which if anyone knows junior college ball, is something very hard to do to get to the national tournament. So it was a great experience, and we just hope to do that here as well.
I'm not too familiar with Connors, obviously, but as far as the tradition of the program, traditionally, is that something that, as much as an expectation for them to get to the national tournament, or was that kind of something that you look back on as, well, that's a hell of an accomplishment?
I don't know what happened a lot before we got there, but I know we had two good years, and then they had a few more good years after that, and they're still going. Bill Muse is the head coach there, and he does a great job. He runs a great program. So I kind of think if it wasn't like that before, it was like that after we got there, and so I think it's kind of tradition now.
Now, as far as what happened to you as far as post-Connor State, you actually transferred to Southern Utah, so it's great to get a fellow Southern Utah alum on the show as well. You got to spend a couple of years there in Cedar City, a lot bigger than Oklahoma. If it's look, if Price is bigger than where you were at in Oklahoma, I mean, Cedar City must have been like living in L.A.
Yeah, when I came on my visit and touched down, the first thing I said was, oh, we have a Walmart. this place is like Vegas for me, so I love Cedar City. It's a wonderful place. It's amazing.
How did you grow between your JUCO years and your university years at Southern Utah, as far as not only as a player but also as a person? What are some of the things that you managed to accumulate that helped you become what you are today as far as an assistant coach and now molding young men?
I believe in junior college I had a lot of pressure on me as being a freshman point guard and a team that's really good. And Coach Muse put a lot of pressure on me to take care of some of the guys and get guys to practice and things like that. And that kind of transferred over to Southern Utah. And Coach Reed put a lot of faith in me as a leader and a coach on the floor and kind of told me what it meant to be a true point guard. It's more than on the court stuff. It's what you do off the court. It's getting guys to buy into what he wants you to do. And I kind of just had that my entire life, but they kind of refined it as I got, through junior college and Division I and then in Europe. It kind of just spills over. And so that helps me as a coach to be able to mentor young men and tell them that I've been where they've been. And you can kind of relate with them. I think the best way to do it is to be able to relate. And I believe that's one thing that I've learned through the years.
You did get a play for Coach Roger Reed. That's a name that does carry a lot of weight throughout the state of Utah, be it at Southern Utah or BYU. What was it like playing for Coach Reed? I got to know Coach Reed when I was at school from a media standpoint. Sometimes he didn't like us too much, and that was okay. What was it like playing for him?
Well, first off, I love Coach Reed. Man, he gave me a chance. He gave me a shot, and I started every minute for him in my 2 years there. So I'm forever grateful to Coach Reed, and he's an intense coach. He loves, he almost demands perfection, and what you do. And you just have to give it 110%, whatever you do. Whether you mess up or do it right, you have to do your best. So it was a learning experience for me, and especially coming from my last system to his system to the next system, you have to just be able to adapt. And he was just a great coach. He's a really good coach.
After Southern Utah, you actually went and played professionally overseas for a couple of years, right?
Yes, sir.
How difficult was that to adjust?
It's funny because actually it was a lot easier than college as the thing about it, as far as, you know, you have so much more freedom. And, you know, there's not class, there's not a whole bunch of different things that you have to do. So it's really just you and a basketball and whatever you want to do with your free time. You know, you practice twice a day, which is kind of an adjustment. But, I mean, it's your job now, as opposed to, you know, I got to go to class and do all these other things. It's literally your job. How some people wake up and go to their 9 to 5. I wake up and I go to practice, and then I go home to rest for the next practice. That's my job, and then to win games. So it was great. The system was great. I love all of it. Vando's, you know, obviously foreign as well, so we see eye to eye on a lot of those things, because I've experienced overseas basketball.
Again, our guest right now is Ray Jones Jr., assistant coach for the USU Eastern men's basketball team. What was it about Price and Coach Vando that enticed you to leave where you were at Southern Utah, working with player development, to come here and be the lead assistant? I mean, what was it that drew you here?
It really, as far as Price goes, I knew nothing about Price. I had never been here. I had never really heard about it, to be honest. I knew there was a college, several junior colleges throughout the state. But really just talking to Vando, the first time that we spoke, I could tell that he was really easygoing, really laid back. And, you know, of course, I have aspirations to, you know, be a coach. And this was an opportunity that, you know, you can't really pass up, especially with a coach like Vando, who he explained his system. And it's a lot like Todd Simon's system, just fast paced, get it up. And so it just felt like a perfect fit. You know, and a good step to my career as a coach. So I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, you did get to work with Todd Simon as well, who is currently at Southern Utah. So, you know, the coaches that you've worked with and that you will work with, I'm very familiar with. So I love the route that you've taken to get here to USU Eastern. Makes it easier on my, you know, from my position, because I could talk to you about these guys. Very cool route to get here. What was the first day on the job like for you here at USU Eastern?
The first day on the job, Coach Vando put me to work before I even got on the job. I had to call different players and recruits, you know, and introduce myself and start to get their admission process going. So I would say that was the first day on the job, and I was in Cedar City doing all of that. But when I got here, you know, it was more just like moving in, and Coach Vando helped me move in and things like that. But it was great. You know, I didn't have an office yet, so me and Vando just sat in the same office and just talk basketball and life, and just got familiar with each other. So those 2 or 3 weeks for that office were really great for me.
How much involvement did you have in recruiting what this year's team is going to look like?
I got here a little later than the recruiting process, but even with that, Vando knows how much I love to develop players, and so he's put a lot of that in my hands, and getting guys in the gym and just making sure that we're the best that we can be individually, so that when we come together, that'll be really important. But, you know, we did bring in a player from SU, who was I worked him out and coached him last year at SU, so that's about the only person that I really brought in. But as far as just he pretty much had his team set when I came, so I'm happy with it. He did a great job recruiting.
Looking at it on paper, is there a particular kid or maybe two or three that stand out to you that you're really excited to begin working with?
Our whole team, really, honestly, you know, that sounds like a cliche answer, but our whole team, I'm super excited. We have so many different pieces, and all the players are different. There's no, you know, the competition at practice is going to be unreal, because each player brings something different that, you know, you just have to try to figure out how to, you know, put them together. We have, I'm really excited about Reggie. He's going to be a phenomenal point guard for us. And, you know, he plays different than Milan does, you know. And so, like I said, we have so many just different pieces. You know, it's hard to really just pick. You know, each workout will be different. Each skill set is different. You know, we have shooters that love to dribble. We got dribblers who love to shoot. You know, it's just a whole lot of different pieces together. So I love it.
What do you know about the Scenic West Athletic Conference in general?
Not a whole lot. I know I was familiar with the teams in it, you know, Snow Slick, you know, also CSI. You know, I know some players that have come from each of them. Actually, I think it might have been my sophomore year in junior college, or was it my junior year? Vando was actually at the tournament that we were at Nationals. So I saw Slick win the tournament when we got put out. So I was familiar with Slick. I was familiar with CSI. They have some very high-name players to come out, but it's a competitive league. I do know that. I know it's top three. It has to be top three competitive league in junior college. So I think that's super exciting. I think if we come out of this and get to the national tournament, you know, it's not a fluke. We did it because we were just the best team, you know, and I think I know we have an opportunity to do it.
A true testament to how difficult the conference is, the fact that there's only five teams in the conference and it still ranks top three, you know, in the country.
Yes, that's an insane, you know, statistic right there. It's tough. It's any four, I think, either of the five teams has a chance to make it. You know, if whoever makes it, you're not going to be like, oh, I can't believe they made it.
Right.
You know, they're all good. If Slick makes it, you're like, that's normal. If CSI makes it, you're like, okay. You know, if Snow makes it, it's like, wow, okay. But I think we're right in the running, and I think we're going to surprise a lot of people.
So you've definitely been around as a player, even as a coach, you know, as far as development goes. USU Eastern itself has had a lot of growth over the last couple of years. I mean, the Under Armour deal was a very big deal. If you take a look at the BDAC, I mean, it looks absolutely phenomenal, some of the stuff that they have done. The growth in the athletics department now with the soccer program, and we've had Vice Chancellor Greg Darr on the show, and he's talked about adding with cross country. And so you just look at where the program is at right now. Athletics in general. Give me your first initial reaction to when you walked on campus, the vibe around USU Eastern.
Oh, man, that was one thing. I mean, you could tell Zavando. I was so surprised when I came up. I know Connor State wasn't a dump, but, I mean, we walk in and we got, you know, two weight rooms. The gym looks phenomenal. You know, everything's upkept. I told Vando, I was like, look, it's got like a smaller Southern Utah feel, the campus. Like, it's really, really not JUCO-esque. In my opinion, and I've been to several JUCOs, obviously, because I played there. But this place is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It looks like it could be a Division II, you know, school campus. Like, it is really nice. I like the way they keep the facilities up. I like the buildings are look brand new on the inside. Some of them I hadn't even been in. And, you know, you look at them and you're just like, wow, that's really nice. So I'm very impressed. I was very impressed the second I stepped on campus, and I came with my pastor, and he said the same thing. He was like, wow, this is a junior college? I was like, yeah. So I was like, this is where I'm working.
Between now and the start of the season, I know the kids will come August, late August, mid-August. You'll start bringing the kids in to the school itself. What does Coach Jones do between now and then?
Between now and then, I get kids admitted. I get them housed. We take care of the little stuff, and then we start talking basketball. I think Coach Mando's going to head out for a little bit in July, but until then, we just try to do little stuff, keep in contact with the guys, make sure they're working. You know, that's where you get better, is that in the summer, and just enjoy it. Enjoy Price. I like to hike. I go on hikes. I'm in Cedar quite a bit. We had, you know, Vacation Bible School this past week, and so I did that, and then in another week or so I'll have another thing to do. And so you just live your life and make sure you get your work done. Vando's very flexible, so that's about it. Just enjoy it and make sure we get everything done, so when they get back, we hit the ground running with no complication.
Coach, pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to get you on the air. I look forward to many more interviews in the future. Thank you very much for taking out the time.
Thank you so much. Look forward to doing it again.
You're definitely a lot of fun. Again, Ray Jones Jr., the assistant coach for the USU Eastern men's basketball team. Got to get out for a quick commercial break. When we return, we're going to move over to talk NBA basketball. Jabari Davis, great friend of mine, great friend of the show. He'll join us. We'll talk the latest rumors in the National Basketball Association right after this on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.